Degrees under mostly cloudy skies here on Broadcast Lane 837 now, and you're up to date. This is Chris Fortier, 1320 News.
Chris,
yes?
You may have heard, I know you've said it many times as a sponsored newscast, and I've said it many times as a sponsored weathercast or a sponsored morning biz brief. Brought to you by Thomaston Savings Bank, rated by Forbes magazine as Connecticut's top in-state bank and the top community bank in the country. You and I have said that numerous times, have we not?
Absolutely.
Well, I wanted to get to the bottom of this rumor, so I got a hold of the president and CEO of Thomaston Savings Bank, Stephen Lewis, and he's here with us today to get to the true meat and potatoes of the story, okay. Which is a tremendous honor, and we're very glad to have him back with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Thank you, Tom.
A great pleasure to have you back here at WATR, and we are very happy to continually partner with Thomaston Savings Bank and vice versa with WATR and Thomaston Savings Bank. You are a wonderful, growing bank, but yet you're local and you're involved in service and people and families and community. And this honor that you've just recently received is a very high national honor. So congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much. It's an amazing honor.
Yeah, so there's a story here as to how it happened, and I asked your folks at the bank to give me some information here about it, but we were just talking off air about how Thomaston Savings Bank continues to be local and, semi-regional, but local, the local region, so you can grow and yet still serve your customers and your families and your longtime fans in a way that some banks can no longer do, which is a terrific approach.
Oh, yes. We have a nice advantage. We were formed in 1844 as a mutual organization. 1874, excuse me. Don't want to be incorrect.
I wouldn't have known.
It's been 144 years.
Yeah.
Anyways, we were formed as a mutual, and the advantage of that mutual structure is we can focus on our customers, on our staff, and on our community. And unlike the stock banks, they have an obligation to maximize shareholder value, and sometimes that shareholder value doesn't necessarily align with the customers, which we've seen with some of the institutions nationally. So we're very fortunate at Thomaston Savings Bank to be able to work with our customers and build a long-term partnership with them.
And you partner with so many important community events throughout your region, Waterbury, Thomaston, Torrington, et cetera. You do so much in these communities continually to be a part of people's lives, which is a tremendous way to support your businesses and your communities.
Yes. About 20 years ago, we formed a foundation, and we see that as an opportunity to give back to our community. They are, why we survive and how we get stronger as a bank. So if our community thrives, our bank can thrive. So through that foundation this past year, in October, we had a grant night. We gave over $400,000 back to the community to nonprofit organizations throughout this Thomaston, Waterbury, Bristol area.
That is fantastic. That's the that was October 2nd, just recently, right?
Correct, over at the Thomaston Opera House.
Yeah, also a great benefactor of the bank. You're just terrific with them as well. A great supporter of the arts and culture. And this is an amazing way for you to really not only be involved as a supporter and an advertiser to different organizations, but these grants to 219
yes.
local nonprofit organizations. That's fantastic.
Oh, it's a great opportunity. And not only do we support them financially, I have an amazing staff. This past year, our staff actually volunteers for many of these organizations. Mm-hmm. And we had over 7,000 hours of volunteer time for my staff to help these organizations. Money's important, but you also need people sometimes. So, our staff lives in the area and they really want to give back. So very fortunate from that perspective.
I see we're also voted Best Bank by readers of the Republican American newspaper.
Yes, that was another great honor.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Went along with the Forbes.
Yeah, that's fantastic. This Forbes honor is a huge national honor, and it's just an amazing, to your credit and to your staff credit, it's amazing award. So tell us a bit about how this whole Forbes thing came to be.
Well, very interesting. Forbes decided they were going to do a little bit different type of survey and look at customer experience, customer service mm-hmm. versus some versus some of their other surveys, which are done strictly on stock performance. So they reached out and said, you know, what's the best way to do this? And they surveyed over 25,000 people throughout the United States. And the question started, do you have a checking account? And then if you have a checking account, tell us about your bank. And they had questions they went through. And that survey, like I said, was unsolicited, national, and somehow, which is an amazing accomplishment and credit to our staff and to our customers, of all the banks in the United States that were rated and ranked by their customers, we got the highest score. And we're rated as the best bank by Forbes in the country, not only the state, but the country.
That's just remarkable, isn't it?
That's just fantastic. It is an amazing
feat. What a nice honor. Now, rated on overall satisfaction, you had subcategories like trust, terms and conditions, branch service, digital services, financial advice. These things were all very important to parts of this survey, and obviously you did very well with all those parts.
Yes. I mean, that was the nice part about it, is that it really did look at the customer experience.
Yeah.
And it shows that the work my staff does to make it an exceptional customer experience is really paying off, and the customers appreciate it.
Yeah.
And they reflected that in that survey, and we scored, you know, over a 95, which was unbelievable given all the competition there is across the United States.
That's amazing. The top rating overall for Thomaston Savings Bank. So when they did the survey, it got down to 124 banks and 145 credit unions. They made the cut. That's only 2.4% of the U.S. financial institutions.
Yes.
And this excludes some of the national banks like Bank of America, Wells Fargo, things just like 10 other banks, the real big ones that
yes.
probably get the most consumer complaints. But this brings you into this high level from around the entire country, 124 banks and 145 credit unions, and there's Thomaston Savings Bank, the leader. That's just fantastic.
Oh, it's unbelievable. Yeah. It kind of validated what we thought about ourselves,
yeah.
but we all, you know, everybody always thinks you're the best, but to actually come across and get a third-party validation of how well we're doing, and that validation really coming from our customers, was an amazing accomplishment and a tribute really to what my staff does every day
yeah.
to make that experience great for our customers.
I know that you probably decided it was okay to take part in this event, this national event, but I'm sure you were extremely happy when you saw the results.
Well, the interesting part about that is we didn't even know where we were in the survey.
Oh, really?
No, it was unsolicited. And when they initially were contacting us, we didn't know if it was necessarily a legitimate contact because, you know, we get a lot,
you get
a lot of different things via email.
Yes.
And the legitimacy of them are always sometimes in question.
Sometimes you're afraid to open them.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Our IT department is always warning us about what to open.
Yes.
So we were unaware that we were even part of this survey until they had almost gotten to the end. And they had contacted us and said, yes, this is a legitimate survey by Forbes and the third party they used. And you scored really, really well.
I guess so. Now, the other area banks that scored very well, Thomaston Savings Bank, number one, Liberty Bank and Ion Bank were also on this list. But you were by far out front. And this is a tremendous story because let's face it, those other banks are here in Connecticut, and they're very well respected as well. But nationwide, to come out on top from, you know, our area, let's call it Greater Thomaston, you know, it's just fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great story for
yeah.
the bank and for the area. I think bring a little attention to Little Thomaston
yeah.
on a national scale is always fabulous as well. And you know, really shows kind of what our model is being local,
mm-hmm.
With local people that make local decisions and supporting our staff, supporting our community. People like that still.
They love it. And I was telling you off air, this is how banking used to be. I can recall growing up and as a young man having that same feel, you know, in Southington. And even here in Waterbury, that was that you had bankers you knew. You had bankers that were that you knew the staffs. You knew what was going on. And you still do in many cases, but the general size of the nationwide financial institutions makes them that much less attuned to people's lives, you know, to be able to be right involved with them. And Thomas and Savings Bank, I would say the last decade, you've done a tremendous amount of growth, you know, expanding more buildings, et cetera.
Yes, we've definitely in the past 10 years been growing quite a bit. Part of it, we recognize that in order to find that nice mix between the exceptional local customer experience and also the digital experience, we recognize we probably had to grow a little bit more to get some general economies of scale to be able to support both that digital, because there's a cost, obviously, building out a digital platform that can meet the customer's needs with the apps and the phones and the computer, as well as also, you know, having the branch. I think it's still important. People still like to go in face-to-face. Probably a little less so on the cash transaction side of things, but it's more when people have issues, you know, whether their checkbook was stolen, whether they need to open a new account, they need a first-time mortgage. Something like that is really where we excel, because they can come in, talk to a trusted person that's local and understands the local market to be able to help you solve those more complex financial transactions. And then other people, you know, you have small businesses still, you know, there's still people who deal in cash.
Yes.
And they still need to come in and do something with it. So we still have a lot of small businesses who come in on a regular basis with their cash and transact it and get it back into their bank account where it's safe.
Now, let me ask you, at your drive-thrus.
Yes.
Do you still put out little dog biscuits and lollipops for kids?
Yeah, some of us, each drive-thru kind of has a few little things that they, little treats they do give out to people.
I always liked that. I thought it was just so nice that people would do that. And people who are at the drive-thru look forward to it. The dogs look forward to it. That's for sure. I'm not sure about the cats, but the dogs look forward to it. And so do the kids. We're talking with President and CEO of Thomas and Savings Bank, Stephen Lewis. And we'll be right back here at WATR. WATR 852, Tom Shute here with you, 38 degrees. My in-studio guest, the president and CEO of Thomas and Savings Bank, and that is Stephen Lewis. Now, I want to say this correctly again. The Thomas and Savings Bank, rated by Forbes magazine as Connecticut's top in-state bank and top community bank in the country, which we've been talking about here. That's just a double whammy honor, and I'm so glad you could come over today and tell us a bit about how the survey happened and how it happened to you. It's just a tremendous honor for your bank and your staff and the way you operate at Thomas and Savings Bank in our area here. Now, I know that people must love working there because it's kind of like here. It's an old-fashioned feel. It's a family feel.
Oh, I think
even though you have many more employees than I do. Yeah.
I've got a few more than you, about 200 employees. But, you know, I think the staff really enjoys, appreciates working there. And I was just mentioning to Tom last night, we had a great corporate event, a bowling night, and everyone dressed up in Halloween costumes. And the bonding that takes place in an event like that, you know, off premises.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Thomaston Lanes, and people just had a wonderful time. Everyone was smiling, enjoying the experience, and just building that family relationship and meeting people in different departments, because we've gotten a little bit bigger, and to maintain that family culture, you know, gets more difficult and challenging as you get bigger and expand across different communities. But events like this brings everyone together, which allows us at the end of the day to work better with our customers. You know, because people enjoy to come to work.
Interaction, people to people. Also, I was telling you off air during that break that when I emcee many events throughout each year, and I also just go to them and support them, and you know, many nonprofits, and I always enjoy meeting the folks from Thomas and Savings Bank, because here's the feeling I get. They're not there because they're told to be there. They're there because they actually volunteered and want to be helpful. And I think you get that from your staff.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Definitely my staff. They are all committed to different things within the community, different interests that motivate them, things that they really want to give back to. And we don't assign that out to them. They kind of pick what they're interested in. And whether it's with the Boys and Girls Clubs or United Way or the many other organizations, everyone's involved in different things, and they really enjoy going back and really helping out the community and giving back to those different nonprofit organizations.
It's a great feel that you have, and it's great that this opportunity still exists for people to really feel like they're a part of their bank. And Thomas and Savings Bank, how many communities are you in now?
Well, we have 13 branches now.
13 branches.
And we, you know, stretch all the way, Harwinton, Bethlehem, down through Waterbury, Woolcott, out towards Bristol, and then everything kind of in between Watertown and Terryville. And
so it's a great circle. It's great.
And you know, it's nice, tight, and it's kind of aligned right on Route 6, pretty much from Watertown all the way down to Bristol, through Bristol. And it's been great to service that market. And you know, we see that as a strength of ours, is that we really are local. Our staff really are your neighbors.
Yes.
And we understand and what the needs are in our community, and we know the businesses. We know the people that go to those businesses, and that makes it a really nice, I think, special thing.
It truly is. I want to thank you for being here. Stephen Lewis, the president and CEO of Thomas and Savings Bank. We'll have to have you back again every so often, but this was such a terrific idea that this we can get together and talk about this tremendous nationwide honor, a huge honor for Thomas and Savings Bank, you and your employees and your board of directors, et cetera. So congratulations.
Thank you so much, Tom.
Thanks for being here again.
Thank you.
My pleasure. It's 856 WATR. We hope we can get a nice traffic report for Stephen as he gets back to the bank. We'll know in about 1 minute.